This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of I Think I'm Human Too. We're here with Caitlin. I'm so excited. Caitlin and I have been in so many rooms and I reached out to her and I was like, I would love to get together with you. I've watched you for so long. I said that right away. I was like, I literally have watched you for so long. Followed like through a lot of stuff you've been through. So I feel like you're a perfect guest to be on. So I'm excited.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I can't believe we've been in so many rooms together and we're finally aligning.
I know. I feel like that's happening kind of a lot with a different, like, because I've never really come out to New York. And the last few times I've been in rooms with like a lot of people where I'm like, oh my God. And I'm still like, I'm in that mindset. Like, you've done this so much longer, but I'm in that mindset still where I feel like I'm a small creator. And I'm like, oh my God, I followed you for so long. I feel like it's weird to say that. But then other times... No. When people say it to me, I'm like, it's, I love it. So like, I don't know why I'm still uncomfortable doing it, but
I feel that, but no.
Or if they're like, who are you? Like, wait, are you a creep? I'm like, yeah, I am. It's okay.
I swear.
It's fine.
Nah, I think that's what makes you special. I feel like sometimes like when you walk in a room, like everybody kind of knows everybody, but like there's so much ego involved and you know, it's nice that you go up to people and say like, hey, I actually value what you do.
Yeah. So because it's hard doing what we do.
It is.
Especially being
hard.
So vulnerable online and like, especially yourself, like you're very open and honest. And some people are just like, they don't talk about certain things. And so you just get a certain side of them. But I'm like, I'm always like, I feel like I know you. I'm like, hey, come on over. Come hang out.
Literally,
like,
no, I love it.
Come on up. What do you want for coffee? Like,
yeah. No, it's amazing. It makes it so much more fun.
Yeah. I'm excited to have you. So I always start with like, who are you? If someone's listening and they don't know who you are, give a little synopsis. And she had a little bit of a story to share too of like how you got here. So I think that'd be a fun one to share.
Okay. My name is Caitlin Reagan. I have been doing social media since I am 15 years old.
I started,
and I'm now 26 for context. So this has been going on for quite some time. I started off because when I was younger, I was Justin Bieber's One Less Lonely Girl. He called me up on stage. Well, technically, his managers came and found me in the audience. I got lucky. I like to say that he called me up on stage to make it sound more personable, but it wasn't that deep. And
it wasn't that deep.
And I went on stage and then he like posted on Twitter that I was his One Less Lonely Girl of New York. And from there, I gained this following. And that's kind of where it all started. I then had this following and I was like, this is really cool. You know, Instagram was so new. We didn't know what this was or what was really to come from it. But what I did understand is that like you could connect with people that you really wouldn't be able to connect with without this. So there's something to it. And I went away to college. People, I guess, just kind of watched me grow up on Instagram. And then I went on a reality show.
Oh my God, what?
There's so different chapters. Paradise Hotel, it was on Fox.
Never even heard of it.
In 2019, it's kind of like Love Island, like the same concept. And then when I came back, I got back together with my late boyfriend. I always get so confused on how to properly... like say like my late boyfriend because it's like it's not my ex-boyfriend, you know. It's so interesting. But I got back with him. We started making TikToks when TikTok came about and then everything kind of just exploded. So
craziness,
a whole long journey. I feel like that was so much in one shot.
11 years. That's a long time. And you've grown up with it too. That's probably so hard.
It kind of is, honestly. I think that like I'm realizing now that I'm older, I'm like, whoa, like I've spent so much time documenting my life. It's like in my norm. And I just came to realize, especially after the loss that like I've experienced, that when I took time off of social media, I was like, this is what life is without social media.
Because you took a year off after he passed, right?
Yeah.
How did that go? Like going from being on all day, every day to being off.
I thought that it was going to be so hard, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Really?
Yeah. And honestly... sometimes I wish that I was still there because like social media can be really draining. And it was nice to like finally live for myself, because I think that without realizing, sometimes when we're like going to do something, like you think I need to post it, and sometimes you take a step back and you're like, am I doing this for me or the world?
Sometimes I even like, I'm like, oh, I gotta wear something I can link, because people always ask, you know.
Yes, exactly. A great example.
Yeah,
even today, like, you know, I would have loved to came in sweatpants, but I'm like, oh well, I should probably take some pictures while I'm there. And it's like, it's a whole song and dance
that
sometimes.
That is so wild. Sorry, I have something in my eye. It hurts. No, it's okay. I keep saying to creators, though, every single time I meet somebody and they have a wild story of how they got here, I always say there is a reason, though. You know what I mean? Like, you are supposed to be here, and who would have thought that, like, stalking Justin Bieber would have been the reason that you're here? But there's a reason.
You know, it's crazy, too, because when I was really, really young and, like, YouTube was around before even Instagram, I came across this video, and, like, at the time when you're young, like, your parents put on, like, I don't know, like kids, like cartoons.
Yeah.
But I came across this video, and I always forget the name of this man, which is so annoying because it changed my life. But I watched this, you might have even seen it, this video of like this guy giving like a speech at a middle school, talking about like the loss of his mom, and like how like he would always want to be with his friends, and he never gave his mom time, and then she passed away suddenly, and like it changed his life. And I was watching this video, I'm like, why? This makes me feel so like good, like in a way, like it makes me feel he really is changing my life right now. Like, I want to do this. Like, I want to be able to go talk on stage and like change the way people see the world for the better.
Yeah.
And like, it's just kind of crazy because like I ended up finding that purpose.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I love. I spoke about what I hate about social media, but I do love being able to connect with so many people and live out my purpose.
Yeah. I was just talking to Abby Buffo about this before, of like, when you hear the term influencer, it's like, what are you influencing people with? And all my favorite people are like, who cares about the PR? Like, that's the bonus to it. That's amazing. And the events are great. And like, networking is amazing, but it's like really getting to touch people. And like, when you meet them, you're like, when they come up to you and you're like, you really changed my life, I'm sitting here like, but okay, I'm doing the right thing. Like, I'm posting the right stuff. I'm saying the right things. Yep. Like, I got to keep going. I cannot believe it's been that long for you, though.
I know. How long has it been for you?
I've always posted, but I was never like, when Snapchat was a thing, I say this all the time, like, I shared my entire life to the point where people were annoyed. Like, my brothers were like, stop posting on TikTok, like just tapping through my stories or on Snapchat. 2020, I was laid off from my job, and when COVID happened, and I just started like posting TikToks for fun, like no big deal. And that's kind of where it started. And then I started posting with my dad. And those did very well. Those were going nuts. Then,
were they like prank videos or like what kind of videos?
No, my dad and I just have like a weird humor. Like, we're just stupid. Like,
love.
And not in like a, like we're idiots, but like we just don't care what people think. We would make like silly little jokes. And like, I've never been the person, like, if you watch any of my stuff, like there's a video where I'm in full glam and there's a video where I'm like straight out of the shower.
Yeah.
So I've never cared what people thought. We were just always joking around. And my dad has this like mock, but he also had a lisp. That's actually really what started it all, which is kind of funny. My dad had a lisp, but he would mock people. And I never realized that all of us would mimic him.
Yeah.
And I would use the mock with the lisp, and it became like this thing.
I love this.
And people were like, do the voice, do the voice. And I'm like, what voice are you talking about? And I didn't realize like how often all of us were using that mocking voice.
Wow.
And that's because like I came known for that for a little bit. I was like, okay, that's kind of weird, but whatever. And then, yeah, now I just do complete lifestyle. My husband, just really the last, amazing, since 2020, so almost 4 years. I went full time right after my dad passed. So just over a year ago. I went full time because I just couldn't go back to work. It was just too. Have you ever had a job like a corporate,
have you ever had, like a real job?
Honestly, no, not even that. Like, I feel like any job is a real job. But have you had like a corporate 9-to-5?
I never had a corporate 9-to-5. But when I was in college, I was like a bartender and a waitress at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's a real job.
Right. Come on.
You pay real taxes. You make real money.
Right.
And it's real hard work. So
exactly. So I was doing that, but by the time when I stepped out of college, I went right on the show, and then like it really like changed my life.
Did you enjoy the show? Would you do it again in your lifetime?
Such an interesting experience. I would do it again, but I'm not like, I need to do it again.
I actually feel like, did you do a story time about this?
I've spoken about it before, but I don't never like specifically about this only.
No, I feel like I remember hearing something when you brought that up. I was like, I don't remember the show necessarily, but I remember you saying you got back with him after something. So I'm assuming that's probably what it was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How long were you guys together?
So we were on and off for 10 years.
Okay.
An interesting, it's so, I never know. Like, I feel like this is such like a controversial idea. It's like, if you're on and off with somebody, are you still technically with them for 10 years?
Okay.
You know, what do you think?
Yeah.
It's like,
I say, yeah, right? I guess it would depend on like, the if like it's off for like 2.5 years,
right,
and you like never spoke to each other, never saw each other, I would say maybe not. Like, yeah, I would be like, oh yeah, we were together 6 years, right, in a 10-year span. But I would say, yeah,
I'm gonna confidently say we were together for 10 years, okay, on and off. But I think that the offs is like what made the relationship so beautiful, because during that time, like, you really, number one, learn like, why do I keep thinking about this person?
Yeah. That's,
you know, you realize how much like you actually value them in your life. And number two, you just learn so much, what mm-hmm. you like, what you don't like, trying to go on a date with somebody else and like, yeah, you know,
you guys were also so young.
So young.
That's the other thing. When people say, like, for example, my husband and I got married after 2 years together, but 2 years in your mid 20s
different
versus 10 yep. years in high school, yes, to now, it's totally like, well, no duh, you had 10 years. Yep. Like, some people were like, oh, like they should have a ring on it by now. It's like, they're 25. Like, right. Yeah, 10 years is 10 years, but they're 25. Like, right. Are you kidding?
So true.
That's a long time, though.
It was a long time. And it was really cool because, like, we just pretty much, like, from 15 to 25, that's, like, so much time to learn about who you are mm-hmm. and to evolve together during times where he was evolving in one direction. I was going this way and, like, trying to now figure that out.
Grow together.
It was just such, like, an interesting roller coaster.
Yeah.
And no matter what happened, no matter how far we felt we were from each other, we always found a way back.
Yeah. You guys felt online genuinely like friends too. Like, the connection was a real bond there of like a friendship.
Yeah.
Which is what I have with my husband. So mm-hmm. And sometimes people think, like, I've heard the quote of like, you become roommates or like friends. And it's like, no, I love that, where it's like,
absolutely,
we can just be completely off. And it's like, at the end of the day, it almost feels like he's my best friend. I don't have to be.
I think that's the most beautiful thing about like a significant other. They're mm-hmm. like everything, mm-hmm. like your best friend, like your therapist sometimes. Yeah. They're really, really like your significant yeah. other, yeah. you know?
So like when the phrase of like, they're my home, like it's like, they're the four walls, yep. they're the foundation, yep. they're the roof. They literally do all of it.
All of it. Yeah.
I'm sad that you had to experience that though, losing him.
Me too.
Do you feel as if like that relationship would have been a forever thing?
You know, the thing that sucks about him not being here anymore is I really wish I would know that for sure.
Yeah.
You know, because that was like the fun part, like trying to figure out, like, because yeah. we were not perfect. Like, we would argue and always everybody try does. To figure it out. I do think, though, based off of like how many times that we've fell apart and came back together and like really genuinely cared about like trying to figure out how can we make this work, I would say that we probably would have made it to the finish line
I
of
love
a marriage.
That. I so, love that.
Because it just, all it really takes is like two people that like actually care.
And choosing each other every day.
Yeah.
And clearly you guys kept choosing each other.
Literally.
You're like, damn, okay, here we go.
To the point I'm like, I'm done choosing you. He's like, I'm done choosing you. And then the next day, like, how you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Remember me?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Funny though. How did that look? And especially like, so the same age. When did he pass? How old were you?
We were 24.
Okay. Wow. So we were both at the same age around grief, but like you had a totally different grief
yeah.
that I can't even relate to nor imagine. So I always want to say that, like, I'm like, no grief is the same, no matter, even if someone else, like even my brother and I, like losing the same person, it's
absolutely
still a different grief.
Right. Yep.
And you're very open about talking about your grief, but there's so many people out there who have lost a spouse or a significant other. And like, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that at such a young age? Like, what was your mindset right away?
Well, the thing that was very interesting about my experience, because he passed to cancer, was that this was something that I've watched slowly unravel. So before, okay. like, he actually left, like, there was so much time to, like, sit down together and comprehend that he was leaving before he left. So, like, for you, it was very sudden.
Yeah.
And you didn't have time to sit with your father and be like, hey, like, you know, what do I want to tell you, maybe? Or, like, that's the thing. Like, it's always such a debate of, like, what's like a preferred way, like a sudden or like a slow, painful death?
Yeah,
they
know,
both have
kinda,
their pros
yeah.
and cons. Let's
yeah.
be real.
And they both suck. Like, neither of them are fun. So who cares?
Exactly. But one of the pros of like this being something that was like a very slow process is that like there was so much time to really sit down and like just tell each other everything that we've ever wanted each other to know.
Mm.
And I think that like when two people come together after fighting for so long and say like, I surrender, you are able to accept once he's gone that he's gone, you know? And I think that's what really helped, that I've had so much time with him to accept it. So, like, it feels better when you accept it with the person that's gone when they're gone.
How long was he going through it?
He had the cancer since he was 18, but it was always a very livable cancer. It was testicular cancer, and they always say that it's the most survivable. There's, like, a very high survival rate.
Okay.
But his specific testicular cancer just was, like, such a pain in the ass. It would always just come back. If it came back, it was, like, very subtle. But the last time that it came back very aggressively in his main organs, like his liver and lungs. And that was, I would say that was about, like, 10 months of that going on. So when I think of, like, how long he's had the cancer, it was, like, 5 years. But when I think of, like, how long he lived, like, a cancer patient, and we lived as, like, a cancer, like, couple, yeah, and went through this, was, like, a year.
If someone was in the same shoes, so there's a spouse out there and mm-hmm. going through that, what is a way, one, that you got through it by his side, knowing that this is all happening? And then, two, what is something that you would tell somebody for them? Like, what did he need? So I know that's a two-parter, but, like, mm-hmm. what did you need during that time to show up?
What I really needed was time to myself. Like, I would love to try my hardest to, like, find that hour in a day mm-hmm. to, like, either do my skincare or, like, lay down in my own bed and just, like, digest, because there's so much going on and it feels like your life is so fast-paced. And when that's happening, you can't comprehend what's going on right in front of you.
Yeah.
So my major goal was, like, how can I find time to, like, understand what's happening? You know, so for me, that's what I really needed, time 'Kay. To myself. For him, what he really needed was a friend, somebody that was, like, his ride or die, that wouldn't always treat him like he was sick.
Yeah.
So he can feel like a normal 24-year-old again.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Going back to the debate between what's better or worse.
Both are horrible.
I would rather the quick. I would, hearing people's stories, because I've heard a lot. Mm. Everyone shares their stories. I don't know what it would have been like to know they're going. And just, like, granted, do I wish, because there's so many times where I feel like I didn't even process. Mm. And especially because he was in so many of my videos that, like, I watch back. And to me, TikTok's still, like, my life, right? Right. So, like, when I watch those videos, he's still alive out there. And I just haven't talked to him. Yeah. Like, that's my mindset.
Absolutely.
And the way that it happened so fast, that's, like, the one downside. Or the other part, the two-parter to that one is, like, I have questions, obviously, of, like, course, that you wanted to ask your parent or whomever, but I could not imagine watching it day in and day out and then having to stay strong through it too when it's, yeah, like, you're crumbling inside.
Yeah.
No,
well,
thank
I think
you.
Like, the worst too is, like, there's so much time to be, like, in denial. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom, like, really helps, like, because I've asked so many questions, like, to, like, people that were close to me during that time, like, how was I functioning? Mm-hmm. You know, and my mom was like, you really did not understand, I don't think, as much as, like, you think you did.
Yeah.
That he was really going to be gone, yeah, while he was still here. It's just, you to live in a world where, like, you know 100% somebody's gonna pass is, like, so miserable. So there's, like, 10% of you that's, like, there's a chance. And I think that, like, my brain really focused on that 10%.
Yes.
Because, like, it's the only way.
Yeah.
It feels like, you, yeah, know. But I would tap in and out of, there's just a lot of time for being in denial.
No, yeah. I agree. I remember the morning that it had happened, we had had a, when the ambulance got there and they were reviving him, we got a gasp and we hadn't had a gasp, right? So I was like, he's coming back. Like, he's,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
He's good. And in that, I remember going downstairs to my cousin who had lost his mom. And I went downstairs because the ambulance can't tell you, like, they've passed. They have to get pronounced dead at the, right, hospital. And I remember just looking at my cousin. I was like, he's alive, isn't he? Like, we're going to get there and he's going to be alive, because, mm-hmm, we had to go meet him at the hospital. And he was like, Kat, I need you to prepare yourself. And I was like, he's gone. And, mm-hmm, he was like, I have been seeing Seed Symbiotic DS01 everywhere. And I figured it was time to try it out because you guys know I love anything and everything gut health. gut health does not just affect your digestive system. I don't understand. I don't think people understand how much it affects like your overall health, and not only that, but like your skin, your readiness for the day. I just love when my gut is in line, I'm in line. When I'm in line, life is in line. So Seed is sharing a code with Human 2 listeners, and I'm super excited for you guys to try them out. You are going to get 25% off to see if you like them just as much as I do. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/human2, that's all one word, and use code 25human2 to get 25% off your first month. So that's 25human2, all one word. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/human2 with code 25human2. But I remember sitting in that moment of like, delusion. I'm right. Like, no, he's 100% alive. Like, this is all a joke. I remember when the doctor came in and told us, my first words were like, you're fucking with me. That was literally exactly what I said. I was like, you're fucking with us. And she just like stared at me and was like, because I feel like you do have that little piece of inkling of like, they're a fighter. Like, they're going to make it through, or God's got us. Like, he's got us every other day. Like, why today did he not have us, you know?
Right.
Do you feel like there's so many things in your life that have happened since that are him? I know you've shared a little bit online, but I want you to talk a little bit about that here, because I love it. I love watching stories.
The signs, they're always the best. I feel like I'm going to be honest. I definitely am annoyed. I wanted more.
100%.
Right? I'm like, what's going on? Why are things not flying in my house? I want books flying. I want lights flickering. You said you were going to be a little more loud than what you've been, but you know what? We don't know the rules on the other side. But I always get a sign when I really, really need it.
Yeah.
There's just so many different examples of signs. One that comes to mind right now is we were cooking, me and his best friend, soup, and we used alphabet letters as like the pastas in the broth.
Yeah.
And we finished our soup. We like dumped it all in the sink, and I was like, okay, I need to go do the dishes. And I look in the pot, and there's two letters on the bottom that were left, and it was FL, and his name was Francesco Lopresti. Yeah. And like, it's like little things. It's like, what are the chances that like those are the only two like pasta letters left on the bottom of the pot? You know, it's right just like next him to each other. Hi, right next to each other. I have the picture. So many different little things. There was another time where I was driving and I was so mad because I found out, it was so stupid. I found out that he went to the strip club when I didn't know. And it's like,
you're like, damn it, I couldn't even yell at you about this.
Literally, like, I'm going to beat the out of you. You're so lucky. If you were down there already,
I would come down there and get you.
Oh, I was so livid. I think I was livid for like, I wasn't even livid about the strip club. It was like simply that I couldn't like get my words in.
Yeah.
So I'm like driving like while I found this out. And just like in a way where like I was so blacked out that like I really could have crashed my car. I'm driving. I'm like speeding down a block and like I like slow down and I like look up and I see like this light blue balloon like just floating in the middle of the air. And I really, really wish that like I documented it, because I swear you can't make this shit up. And I'm looking at it, I like slow my car down, I'm looking up and I'm like, why is there like a random balloon like above me? So I like stop the car and I look behind me because his two friends are with me, and I'm like, you guys see this, right? They're like, yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I keep driving, and now I'm like a little bit more calm because I'm like, I no longer am like angry because I'm trying to comprehend this balloon. And I end up going home and I look it up and it says like your past loved one is trying to tell you like relax and calm down. Like they don't like to see you so tense. It was like something crazy that like aligned perfectly with the situation, and it really worked. And I don't know. It's just crazy. It's an interesting concept.
I feel crazy explaining it too sometimes. Yeah. Or like, I had had one, and I've tried to explain to my siblings, like, he is with us every single day. But I very much believed that immediately. That was maybe my delusion that kicked in immediately, where I was like, I'm looking for my dad anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
And same. I felt like I felt him, and I felt like I saw him all the time. And then the more I got very specific with like what I was looking for. And just a couple of weeks ago, I posted the story time. My husband and I are looking to move, and we have a very specific state in mind. We haven't announced yet, but I spoke out to my dad in the car, and I was like, mind you, we live in Minnesota. It's snowy there. Like, it's cold there right now.
Okay.
And I said, Dad, like, if this is the right move for us, I really want to see a giraffe. I want to make sure that we're not setting ourselves up for failure.
A giraffe.
I don't know
that's
where the sign
idea,
came from.
Though, something random.
Very random. Yeah. Very random. And I'd said, I really want to see a draft to make sure that we're like doing the right thing and we're not setting ourselves up for failure moving to this state. Like, I really want to make sure that this is part of our path. Right. Like, we're supposed to take this step, whether we land there forever or it's just the next 4 years, who cares? And I said, in any shape or form, I'll look for you this weekend. That was a Saturday morning. That evening, my husband, my best friend and her husband, we all went out and we all sat down and I look up and our server, he wasn't even a server. He was a server at the restaurant. We frequent that restaurant. He came over to say hi. I look up and I literally start bawling. I'm like, oh my God. Like I could not control it. I physically couldn't control it. He had a hat on with a giraffe.
Wow.
Like just a plain giraffe. Like this, it said nothing. It was just a big picture of a giraffe. And my husband and my best friend are like, is everything okay? And I was like, I just can't explain this. But nobody was in the car with me when I said that out loud. Like, so they're probably like, is everything okay?
Right. Like they had no idea.
Yeah. And then the next 3 days in a row, literally that was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, my husband and I both saw different forms of giraffes each day, once a day while we were together.
Wow.
And so that was what turned my husband of like, okay, this,
there's something to this. Yeah.
And then last weekend we were out in Atlanta for filming and I had my mom, my brother, and then my husband. And in the car, I was like, we're going to talk to dad. Like you guys are all going to experience this with me. We made it to Atlanta and my dad showed a sign or whatever. So we all got in the car. I was like, okay, like dad's with us. Like, where do we want to see him this weekend? Within 24 hours, all four of our signs that we'd asked for came straight to us. It was so wild. And people all the time are like, they're skeptical. I'm like, I don't even care if you don't believe. I agree. I'm moving now. I'm like happily like, okay.
Yeah. I get called delusional all the time. Like go to get help. These signs. Like there's nothing blah, blah, blah after this. And it's like, just let me be happy.
Yeah. Even worse.
Let's just say worst case scenario. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. What are you worried about? I'm happy go lucky thinking like, you know.
Right.
But they say that like when you get a sign, like, you know, like you feel it. And like every single time that I felt like I received a sign, like I really deeply like felt it. I was like, oh
yeah,
like you're here. Yeah. You know,
it's crazy
prominent.
Did you get any backlash online when it happened? There was like, did you really
like when what happened
when like the signs when passed and like you started sharing about your life? Was there any like backlash to it?
I mean, I feel like because we shared before he passed away, we shared the cancer journey, just every part of it, every stage was always backlash. More positive than not. So like we try our best to focus on that, even though that one comment sticks.
Oh yeah,
it's so annoying.
I hate it.
I'm like, but there's
one
like
in a thousand
comments, why am I just looking at this?
Yeah,
but yeah, there was of course those comments stick, you know, why are you guys sharing this? You want sympathy, she just wants attention, it's not even her story to tell, you know, whatever it was. It's just on and on and on. And then like when I took such a long break and I came back, like of course still like, oh, like, it's like, you want me to show up back to the world after something like so significant just happened to me, something so nothing like you could ever understand, and just pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't even, that's not even who I am anymore. Like, this is who I am. This is just what created the person I am right now, showing up in front of this camera. Like, it's just unrealistic.
And who else is out there that vulnerable? Like, nobody's trying to profit off this. Like, you think I say that all the time. There was a comment that had made a profit, like I'm profiting off my dad. And I was like, well, I would save every penny in the freaking world to bring the man back, but that's not realistic. So I don't know. I hate that. I hate that part of it.
I know. I think that's like one of the worst comments, but I just like, I literally, what I've come to realize is that, you know, your intentions.
Yeah.
You know why you do what you do.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody comes up to you in person, and they say, hey, thanks for changing my life. You're like, this is why I do it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, like we're not, what I've learned is like, you can't make everybody happy. And I've honestly tried for so long to do that until like one day you realize like, oh my God, like every direction that I go, people like want to see this out of me, and then I do it. But then this guy's upset. It's like,
yeah,
I'm not going to win.
Yeah.
So like, what does Caitlin want?
Yeah. And you've stayed close with this family after as well.
Very close. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's so helpful.
And they're supportive of you sharing his story online.
They don't want me to stop. I'm like, okay, wait, hold on. I can't just only do this or else I'm going to keep looping in the same, you know, life.
You got to heal too.
Right. I have to heal too. And like, even though talking about it is amazing, and like, that is the reason why I'm even so sane, there's also a part where it's like, talk about it a healthy amount. So yeah. like, you're also talking about like who you are and like what's, you know, forward, because sometimes we just like loop in the past a lot.
Yeah.
So I tell them, I'm like, hold on a second, you know, yeah. but they're so supportive of everything, and having the relationships is like, so
I can agree with key. That where it's like, you have to talk about it to heal, but also it can't be the only thing you talk about. Cause right. at that point it's an unhealthy obsession.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah.
And you still are friends with his friends.
Best friends with them.
I love.
Those are my guys. I love.
And they've taken you in as like a sister. I mean, you guys were all close before, but.
Well, honestly, like we were like all cool, but like yeah. I would have never expected them to take care of me in the way that they did. Mm. I honestly, like, I can't even believe it. Like it's such a beautiful story. And I know that like he sat down with each one of like his friends and like, and his brother, and gave them kind of the rundown of like, not only like what he wants them to do for me, but like for themselves and how to improve their lives and like what he really wants to see from them. But everybody really like took into consideration like what he said, and like everybody, we've all helped each other like make healthy changes in our lives. Mm-hmm. So it really has just been like such a group effort to get through this. I don't think I could have done it alone.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's insane.
It really is insane. I would have never ever in my life expected me to get as much help from his friends that I really didn't even know like that in my life. And I thought it was going to be from my friends, and they really did help, and they just didn't comprehend the loss like his own boys.
Yeah.
So to have them to like really like lean on was like,
not only that, but for them to follow through too. He really had a solid foundation there him.
He did. And he was really good at it. And I always used to say to him, like, you have the same five guys always around you. Like, don't you want to, like, I love them, but like, you know, you go out there and make more friends. He's like, it's not me. Yeah. Like, I know my people. There's a reason why I have these five. Like, I'm content. I don't need to go out. Whereas me, I love to always explore.
Yeah.
And now I'm a little bit more like, if it comes, like, I'm not looking for it. If I meet somebody that I'm like, hey, like, next time you're here, call me. Like, they're, you know, I really value in my life, but I'm not looking for it anymore. Yeah. If it makes sense, great, you know, but if not.
Okay, you said he sat down with people. Was there, if you could put in words from him mm-hmm. to people that are listening, what is something from somebody who's knows it's coming that he would say to them of like, how to live life? What's a piece of advice that you could share?
Just do everything that you can, because like obviously like if he was more mobile, like he would have liked to like hop on a plane and like go travel to certain right. places that he really wanted to go. But for him, because like when you have cancer, obviously it's like a change of lifestyle and you're trying to eat healthier and like make these changes, but like when it's to a point where like, you know, no matter what you do, you know,
it's you're gonna end, yeah,
do what you want. Like, yeah. you know, like he was having a free for all the candies, you know, pastas. Oh, I'm sure. He was Italian. Try to really be happy. I know he kept saying like, it's really hard to be happy in this kind of pain. You know, like I'm really, really trying. But like, I think sometimes like the cancer would speak for him. Like he would just get so sassy and he didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
But
just in pain.
He was in so much anger. Pain. I never seen anything like it before in my life. Honestly, it was horrible.
What is something that you would share from your own experience of like, because I can't imagine losing someone so young, because that's like, I felt my dad was young, but in your 20s, like right. knowing it's coming, how has it changed you, how you live? Obviously like doing the best that you can every day, but what's something that you can share with people?
Honestly, it just reminded me that like, there's so much shit that like we stress about that feels so like it like takes over you. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes for me, like engagement online, like how many views am I getting? Like, oh, the companies want me to send my analytics over. Yeah. So they know how much they're going to pay me for something, like a brand deal or something. And like, I will stress out. And then like, I bring myself back to center and I'm like, you showed up, you did the best you could. It doesn't matter. Like everything else, like it doesn't matter. Like he just showed me that life it's so cliche. It's everywhere. So short. But like when you really see it, you're like, wow, like in 5 years, like I'm not even gonna be thinking about this.
Yeah.
Just like prioritizing like your health and like what makes you happy and being present.
Try not to stress the future.
Yeah. Our every, like there's so much parts of our day where like we don't realize it, but like we're living in the past. Like we're thinking about we're stressed about like what we need to do from last week. Like, you know, if you really sit down and like find times in your day to really be present, like we don't even realize how much of like program we are, but like really like sit here right now and talk, like I am talking to you, like I am present, you'd be so much happier.
Yeah. This actually, this alone, like learning how to interview with people was something eye opening, right? Because so much of your life, you're always taught to like, you want to respond. That's the first thing.
True.
And the first book I sat down was like, I was like, I want to just enjoy it. I don't want to like be. And the thing was, shut up and listen. That was what it was. Don't come in with 10 questions you have to ask. Just let it happen. Right. Just talk, be present, listen to their answer and like go from there. And ever since I digested that, it changed my life because you do listen to just listen.
Right.
Or sometimes I'll be like, I have nothing to say back to that. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah. Like that's crazy. And I believe that where we're always constantly stressed or worried about the past or the future. And it's just like, it could be gone like that. Mm-hmm. It's craziness.
Yeah. Cause we spent like so much time, like hoping, you know, using our energy to like research, like maybe last minute ways to like cure the cancer. And like, if I didn't spend so much time, like, you know, doing that, I could have been a little bit more present. Because he kept saying, like, guys, stop, please. Yeah. Like, just, can we just all accept this?
He just wanted to have time, you know, with you guys.
Yeah. He's like, please just be here. And we were like, but no. And like, you know, the 2 days before that, where it was like, okay, I surrender. Like, I was like, damn, like, I really wish I did this more. And then I thought to myself, I'm like, do I ever even do this in my life? Mm. Like, I am like as present as it gets. When you're sitting in front of somebody that you know you're never going to see again, it's like a presence like you've never experienced in your life. And it's like,
or even if you know you're going to see him again, who
exactly
cares?
It's like, why do we wait? You know, why did I never feel this before? So
my body is like tingling. Thank you for sharing that. Seriously. That's a whole new perspective of like, we know it, but to articulate that is, we always say like live for today because tomorrow would never come. But it's like when you experience that, or especially someone so young, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is crazy. Like there's no,
right. There's no words. Yeah. I even say, I'm like, I have nothing to say. Everybody's like, how did you do it? I'm like,
I don't know. I want to talk about that. So we were talking before we started filming and like figuring out how to articulate feelings that like we've never even felt before. Like you're powerful online as well of like sharing those things. And I know that that's something I actually pride myself in too, of like really sitting and digesting, like, how do I feel? How can I put this into words? And so many people will like comment or DM and they're like, thank you for putting my feelings into words because I could never articulate it.
Yeah.
Are you kind of like that too, where you sit on it and you're like, I just need to like unjumble the mess?
Yes, definitely. Like even the other day, cause I'm trying to like take these next steps in my life and move forward and try to like date again. And there was a guy that asked me if I wanted to do something for Valentine's Day. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, I hate Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, why do I hate Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Like, what is it about it? And I sat down and after really thinking about it, I'm like, well, I had a really bad experience my last Valentine's Day when Francesco was here because he was very sick and we couldn't really go out to dinner or do anything. And it wasn't that I hated that day or Valentine's Day. I hated cancer. Mm-hmm. So to this day, I always thought like, oh, you hate Valentine's Day. And then I realized like I'm projecting the cancer onto Valentine's Day. I don't hate Valentine's Day. So I try really hard to like understand things and
get to the root of it.
Yeah. And understanding yourself is so powerful. Like if you understand you and who you are and why you do things, like no one else can tell you who you are, what you do and why. So.
I'm so happy. I'm like, I just want to sit in your chair with you. Come over here. Tell me everything. She walked in. I was like, tell me everything. I say that to everybody because I'm like, oh, your story is just okay. So you said you're back in the dating world. I have seen that online too. Mm-hmm. That's new.
It's still new.
How do you feel with it? Is it like scary? Hard. I feel like I'd be scared.
Yeah, it's a little scary because I feel like,
do you feel like you're like cheating on him or like guilty? Like
I wanted to make sure that I didn't do the whole dating thing until I didn't see it that way.
Okay.
So like I made
sure. Sorry, I know that was like.
No.
Are you cheating on him?
It's a great question because I was like, when someone passes away, like it's nope, you're not agreeing to break up. So it feels like you're still with them.
Yeah, like guilty.
Yeah. So it's like, it takes a long time to digest that. And that's why I really did wait as long as like I knew I needed to. But it's kind of hard, you know, because there's a lot of other people that haven't been through this at my age, you know, with like significant others. So finding somebody that like is on the same, like I don't want to sit on a date and talk about what's your favorite color. Like I'm such a deep person at this point in my life, and like I need to like go on a date and like be able to like talk about things as well. It's just hard to find that.
Yeah.
So surface.
I feel like you've been maneuvering it well. Or I remember seeing, was it Train Guy?
Train Guy.
And everyone was like, date him. And you're like, no, like, I'm not going to get married tomorrow. Like, I'm out here to experience life. Yeah. I thought that was also powerful too. Cause especially no loss, loss all aside, at this age, you feel like I should be married or like, I'm going to, whoever's like the first next best, like, let's do it. And I think it's powerful for you to share the message, again, loss aside, of like, still do what's best for you. Yeah. Test the waters. Make sure you know what you're getting. And especially because you guys were together for so long.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain to everybody. I'm like, I only know him. So if I go and date Train Man right now, I'm going to just keep looking for him and him, and him. And it's like, it's very important for me to use this time to like, date different types of people and like understand what it is that I'm really looking for. And there's going to be parts of Francesco that I've learned that I love, like a family man that I'm going to carry, but like I cannot look for Francesco. Nobody will ever be Francesco. So just trying not to like project the trauma onto anybody.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
I think you're doing great though. Thank especially you. Even just acknowledging that is huge. Seriously.
I know. I really, I sometimes I, like there's so many people that like I've, like my friends are like, this sounds so messed up, but like low key, like, thank God this happened to you because like you were like, if anything, like if there's anybody that can like really like sit with themselves and like do their best to like navigate it, it's you. Like we would have been like, we don't even know where we would have been. So I really, really try to like think everything through for myself, but like I also like really want to like help people like navigate this. So I'm like, okay, if I can understand this, I could teach this.
Yeah.
So it's like a passion.
That's a lot of what I went through too, of like, when he first passed, someone had said to me like, everything happens for a reason, and I literally want to be like, you're so lucky, I don't want to punch you in your face right now, like who says that?
Right.
But now, so far removed, I feel as if so much in my life is because he's up there guiding it. One, and two, it's because we are able to sit in our thoughts and articulate and look back and be like, okay, we are meant to be here. Let's not let this consume us. Yeah. Let's learn from it and teach others how they can. Because so many people lose themselves after death. It's like true. Their life is over just as much. It's like two people died.
Yep.
Because it just consumes them for the rest of their life.
Part of you died.
Yeah.
I like how you said like when somebody comes up to you and says like everything happens for a reason. I feel like people say things to people that are grieving that they think is helpful. But it's like not like one thing that like I would always get is what was it? I can't imagine being you. And like
same. I'm out of body right now, actually.
Literally. And it's like it makes sense. It's like, you know, like even like I almost like wanted to say like I can't imagine losing my dad. And it's like, I don't know. I know like they don't mean it. And like it just makes you feel alone without realizing. Like I didn't realize because I kept hearing it so much. Like I'm so proud of you. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine. It's like, I understand. I get it. Yeah. Nobody can imagine being me. So if,
I even say it too, though, you know, to other people. Really? Like, I do. Or like when people are like, one thing I didn't like is like, you're so strong. And it's like, this wasn't a strength that like, it just can't, like, I don't know. It, what was I going to do? Like, my only option is to wake up and breathe. Like, I didn't have an option. Right. The only option is to just keep going.
Yeah. I feel like everybody has, like, their things.
Yeah.
That's why so many people are so gentle with people that are grieving, which is, like, a really uncomfortable feeling.
Looking back now, there was, oh, my gosh, there was this one lady at, I think it was my brother who was standing next to me, and she was like, my husband died from a heart attack. And I'm sitting here like, we're at his wake. Like, be so real right now. Like, I'm sorry. I don't have an ounce to give feel your pain right now. Like, it just felt very uncomfortable. But I knew she meant well of like trying to be relatability or I get that a lot too. Or, and it, that's fine. But now looking back, I'm like, what do you say?
I know.
Because again, like even me and my siblings, same person, same relationship, totally different loss, totally different grief, totally different relationship too, you know?
Yep. I think that people are scared to like tell the person that like, hey, I don't know how to show up for you.
Yeah.
And I think the most beautiful thing in the world is going to that person and saying, tell me what you need.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what you need. And like, I want to help, but I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let the person tell you.
I had a whole episode on that of like how to show up for a griever.
Love that.
Because I was like, something that was a lot of people ask, like, how did your husband help you? Like, because for like a year or two, literally just a couple of months ago, I had asked him of like, how are you? Because I never really even stopped to process that like my husband just lost somebody. Mm-hmm. And, or like my cousins, like I remember, and my dad was like, everybody loved him. I always say this, you could not hate him. Like right. No one could hate Bill.
And I love it.
Yeah, just a little guy. But my cousins were like constantly there for us, and months had passed. And I could tell something was off with one of my girl cousins. I was like, are you okay? And I just realized, I never asked her like, are you okay? Hmm. But now flop roles. And if it were my uncle, but her father, I would be devastated.
Right.
Because I kind of explain it as like, you have the first wave of grief. And that's like the core family, the spouse, the parents, the siblings. Like that's step one. Like, and I mean spouses and like the significant others, like that's like who you're there with every single day.
Right.
And then it's like everyone else kind of takes a back burner, the cousins, the aunts, the uncles. Those are the ones that kind of try and fill. And I just said to people, like, just show up and sit with me. Like there were some times where a girlfriend would just come over, she would sit on the couch, and out of nowhere, like I would go to the bathroom, she was doing a load of laundry. And I just never even really realized it, but she was just like, she just didn't know what to do.
Right, right.
So she was just present. And then
that's all you can ask for sometimes. Yeah.
Or like the food delivery getting dropped off was so like, granted we didn't have that, but when I see that online, I'm like,
I had so much.
Did
food.
You?
Oh my God. Okay. Every day, like edible arrangements or, you know,
we had a lot of flowers.
Flowers. Ugh, I know. Honestly, it's funny. You say, like when you just said flowers, like I'm realizing right now, like I'm doing it. Like, I don't like flowers because of that. And I'm like, really? Okay,
oh,
like,
yeah,
because
they
like,
associate.
Yep. When I think flowers, I just think of, like, the whole funeral and, like, how we decorated it and, like, the amount of flowers that came to my house and, like, the smell of them. Like, I'm just thinking about the smell as, like, a triggering smell because it's, like, that was sent to me for this loss that, like, I dreaded that part of my life. Yeah. So.
I was a little opposite because my dad, I grew up away from my dad. And I would randomly like get a flower delivery. And then when I moved to Minnesota and I was close to him, he would show up on Valentine's Day, no matter where I was working, with a thing of flowers or at my apartment. In my eyes, they were from him.
Oh, wow.
And I know that was kind of like how I thought of it. It was like, maybe even from Francesco's point of view too, of like, I want to like shower her with flowers or like, and that was kind of where my mindset went. And I still love flowers to this day because I'm like,
see, I love talking about this stuff. It's so nice to hear
a different perspective. Yeah.
And that's why I get so upset when like people think it's like shamed upon to talk about. Cause I'm like, even this right now is helping me.
Yeah.
And
same.
It's like to give these perspectives and like put them there for people to listen to. And if they agree, great. If they don't, at least they can hear how other people
we're
like,
healing.
Yeah. Oh, like we're healing, you know? It's like so upsetting now. Like, I don't know if you kind of like said briefly you dealt with it. It's like, why are these things being spoken about online? It's like, why is it so taboo?
Yeah. I really do believe that there are certain people here that go through, and that goes back into like everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
I really believe that did happen to us because we are a voice here and we are meant to be speaking about it.
Yep.
I mean, look how many siblings I have that don't talk about it. You know, there's a reason that my life was online.
Yep.
And I went through that, and my dad was present on my social media, stuff like that. I've like, I don't know. I just felt like, oh, so for example, like say my brother Aaron, who blew up online, but hated talking about it. There's a reason that like he didn't blow up online and I was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
yep.
There's a reason that we got a voice, or like there's a reason Justin Bieber picked you, and you just didn't know it until the bigger picture. Yeah, and it's true. To use your power and change lives, whether it's one or a million, who cares?
Yeah, no, it's true. But I mean, even like what are on and off, Francesco had like another girlfriend for like a little bit, like a couple months, and I was not happy. I was freaking out because he's never like dated anyone else but me at the time. So I was like, wow, like this is a serious breakup this time. And I hated like the whole thing, her, him at the time, like the whole whatever. And like before he passed away, like we were like talking about that relationship, and he was just like, you know, I'm so happy that I had that experience, because like it was really you all along. And like if I didn't date that other person, like how would I know for sure? And like what we realize is like everything is so, just like embrace everything that happens to you, because it all is gonna make sense in the end.
Yeah, I always say that the bigger, like when you're going through hardship, you look around, you're like, what is the bigger picture to this? Like, why? And then when you get there, you're like, I just had to trust. And I say that all the time now. Like, I used to be a control freak with hardships. If I couldn't control it, I would spaz.
Gotcha.
And now I'm like, okay, like I'm excited to see what the lesson is here. I'm excited to get past this and figure out what this means. granted, it's still hard. Like, I'm not perfect. And like, I still have the emotions. Oh, yeah. But I'm like, I look back now and I'm like, okay, like there's something coming. We just got to wait it out. Like, yep. God's up there. He's got us. Dad's up there. He's got us. Like, yep. We can't fail. So let's just learn from it and keep going. But
yeah. It's so hard to surrender to that.
Oh, it's so hard.
I'm like, I need to fight this. It's like, so I want to know why now. But yeah. It's not going to show itself.
Especially because we're in the generation of like, everything's literally at our fingertips. So it's like, if I can't Google it, I don't understand it.
Yeah. We're so impatient. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's true. Social media has made everything so convenient.
Yeah. I do believe your person is out there, and I feel like he will handpick him for you 100%. Do you feel like that? Said. Yeah. Oh, I know it. Yeah. I know it.
So I feel like when I meet him, I'll know. Mm-hmm. But I just hope that it's not for a little bit, because I really want to like embrace just being me and like figuring out who I am.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm still on that journey.
Yeah.
And it's hard to like do it with like somebody that like you just met. I feel like for you, like you could still explore you, because now you're like very settled, but like someone like me who needs to like spend a lot of time getting to know that person, you kind of like neglect yourself a little bit. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, wait, not right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We, my husband and I, like I told you, we met previously, but I had a tie, and we talk a lot about now of like, we got engaged and married within 8 months of our engagement. And we used to argue, like, not even argue, we were both like, is this too fast? But the venue we wanted, the weekend it was, like, it was just, it felt so aligned.
So you had like a real wedding, the whole night.
Yeah, the whole thing. Wow. But both of us, so we had like, we were living in my dad's basement, which mind you, both of us were like, we didn't want to do that, but COVID happened. We got out of our apartments, so we moved into the basement. We were both like embarrassed by that. We lived there for a year and it was so much fun. I still to this day say that was like my favorite year of my entire life, because it was a whole household of some of my core favorite people, and I wasn't raised with them. So it was like, I was getting to know them too at the same time.
And you got all that time with him
too. Yeah. And my husband too. Wow. So it was like, he got to know that. And we look back of like, we were barely making ends meet. It was so hard planning a wedding, buying a house, renovating, and we were stressed. And then literally not even 5 months later, my dad had passed. Mm. So it was like, we look back now and I say all the time, I thank God we got married that weekend. I thank God because my dad was there. Right? Yeah. And I'm the only girl. Like, he got to walk me down the aisle.
Amazing.
Like,
yeah. So happy to hear that.
And again, looking back, I'm like, Rafael and I used to be so stressed. And now we're like, thank you, God.
Yep.
Thank you, God, that happened that way. And that was meant to be that way. And then 2 weeks later, we took him on a road trip to freaking Colorado. We had 13 hours in the car with the man, and he just decided to tag along because he was free. And we were like, okay, come. But like, there were so many things that happened that we didn't even want to go to that wedding. And we were like, okay, we're going to go because they came to ours. So we like made it happen. And it was just all the stars aligned, and the time was for a reason. And I really believe that for you guys too, of like,
oh, thank you.
You guys were meant to have the time and have that bond, and he'll send somebody great.
Yeah.
When the time is right.
Do you believe in like dark humor around grief? Mm-hmm. Okay. You make jokes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Okay.
Do you?
Sometimes it's just easier that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, you bastard, you left. You say bye.
You bastard.
You said bye, but like, you could have given me like a couple minutes heads up. You just knocked out. Like, all right, thanks. You know, like I try, and then I'm like, ooh, like this sounds like insane. But then like I see other people like do like funny videos about like, there was this girl on TikTok and like she lost her best friend to like a drunk driver. Oof. And like she like went like shopping and like, the best friend that like when she passed in the car was wearing her clothes, and she's like, you took my shirt with me. Like, and I was like, you know, like there were some of the comments were like, this is like scary, disgusting. And like there's some comments that like, you know, like, hey, like this is how she's handling it. Me, I was like, oh, it's nice to see like somebody can like, it's so sad sometimes, it's nice to like find like moments to just smile. I don't know,
I mean, sometimes it just fills it too, or like, I feel like a lot of times you have to be the one to make like the icebreaker comment. Like, for example, I was in the Bahamas with some girlfriends, and do you know Ali and Isaac Rochelle? Mm-mm. They're content creators as well. And Ali had found out she was pregnant, and I made a TikTok and we were joking, and I was like, what was it like telling your dad like that you like do it?
Ah.
And at the very end of it, I was like, I just won't get to relate to that. Like, I will never have to tell him that. And like the video, once she announced, I posted it and it went viral, and people were like, this is such dark humor. But I'm like, it's funny though. Like, cause it's such an awkward, like, we're talking about your dad. Like, you guys just kind of fun to, like, you got to fill the space every once in a while. Yeah. Like, I'm okay, you guys. Like, it's I'm still a human being. Like, I can joke. It's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, my brother Aaron and I will be like, fuck you, Bill. Like, when he's around, like, we used to call him Bill when he was like, I don't know. We just always called him by his first name.
Love that.
And, like, personally, we would call him Dad, but, like, when he was doing something stupid, we'd be like, shut up, Bill. Like, but, like, when something goes wrong, I'm like, fuck you, Bill. Like, come on,
man. I love hitting with the parents with their first name.
Yeah.
I just feel like a boss.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's name is Allison. I'm like, Allison, take it easy right now.
Not Allison.
She's like, all right. I'm like, okay.
I love the first names. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, they do something for us. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so we talked a lot about grief. Is there anything else? I know, like, you have a whole storyline. Is there anything that you want to share? We can always get back on another time. I'm always in New York.
Oh, period.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
That I would want to share is,
I would say, like, if somebody's out there listening, say, for example, you're on the other end of this, and what is something that you would want to hear and you want to leave people with?
I guess I would say that, like, if you've ever been through a dark time, and if you ever go through a really dark time and it feels like your life is over, like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. I feel like that's what I would really want to be reminded of after listening to something like this, because it's, like, all fun and games and so, like, light to talk about sometimes, like, as you continue to heal and time passes. But, like, during that time that this was happening, like, this was real life.
It's
really
so
happening.
Heavy.
It was horrific. It was horrible. Throw up. Worst thing ever. And, like, to know 2 years later, like, I can sit back, reflect, and, like, I can talk about this and be like, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to remind people that, like, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
One day.
If you were to go back to her, like, you 2 years ago, what is something that you would, like, sit with her and say to, like, because saying that is so easy to say, but it's like, how would you pull yourself out of that if you could go back?
I would probably just tell myself that, like, you're doing everything you can, because, like, you feel like you could be maybe doing more, or maybe you're doing things wrong, you know, like, you kind of feel guilty that, like, you can't, like, help this cancer along. I would just tell myself, like, just go easy.
Yeah.
You know, like, give yourself grace and time to, like, just be.
Yeah.
We're called human beings. We're supposed to just be.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to always do, you know, like, just sit down and relax.
Yeah.
I feel like I would tell myself, I just was never relaxed.
Do you have any regrets if you could look back and, like, again, tell somebody to not do that because you regret doing that?
I always talk about, like, in terms of relationships, because, like, I lost a significant other. Like,
yeah.
Pick and choose what you're fighting about. You know, like, we've spent so much time, like, fighting over stupidity, you know, whether it was, like, down to, like, what restaurant we wanted to eat at, and, like, become, like, a whole thing. Like, I would say, like, sometimes it's not always worth, like, that whole song and dance.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes things are very simple as, like, a conversation and you move on. Also, like, really understanding, like, love languages and, like, understanding your person, like, deeply. Because, like, his love language is much different than mine. Like, I come from a family that's not very into, like, physical touch. And, like, he was a physical, like, when he loved me, like, he wanted to embrace me. Like, you know, that was his thing. And I'm like, oh, like, I'm not a big, like, lovey guy. And, like, for him, he's like, well, then do you not love me as much as I love you? I'm like, no. And I showed it a different way. So, just really, like, understanding, like, there's so many different people to walk this earth. We all show ourselves in different ways, and, like, holding space for that. Like, not everybody's like you.
Yeah.
You know, you only know you, so you assume when you're younger, like,
everyone's
okay, everybody's like me.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I will say also on the flip, to tell you, like, give yourself that grace of, like, you guys argue because you guys were young. Like, that's okay. And that's so normal.
Yeah.
I think those are fun things to look back about, like, what'd you guys fight about? Where to eat?
Yeah,
I do it too with my husband still to this day. Like,
really?
That's so normal. That's not something you
that's
should be
true.
Like, damn, I regret that. Like, he didn't go to the grave, like, hating those arguments. If anything,
true.
It just
if
was
anything,
like,
that was, like, our last, like, when he passed, and, like, I wrote his speech for his funeral, and I was, like, trying to, like, bring light to it. Like, I've come to realize that, like, all the jokes that I made, like, in the speech was, like, our fights.
Yeah.
And it's, like, whoa. Like, they felt so serious in that moment. But now, like, this is, like, the highlight of, like, my, like, speech, you know?
It made you guys you.
Exactly.
I always say, and I was just talking about this last night, of, like, I think that the arguments are the best part of a relationship.
Mm.
Because normally when you're arguing, it's something you're passionate about. It's not because you're just, like, pissed at the world and you just, like, want to shit on him. You're like, no, like, I'm passionate about this. Granted, like, the food, not necessarily, but arguments are always so, like, when my husband is so passionate about something or, like, so angry, I'm like, okay, I need to sit down and listen, because he's genuinely cares right. about this,
right?
Which means that, like, I'm gonna put my feelings aside because I really don't care. I'm just saying no just to say no, or because it doesn't make sense in my head. So, like, let me just sit down and be like, okay, why are you so passionate about this? Like, why is really it making listen. You so reactive, and vice versa? So I love arguments in couples because I'm always like, that's so healthy. You're figuring out, like,
you're learning.
Yeah. Or like, what is getting you so upset right now about this? Like, I need to hear your side. And that's my favorite part of, like, that's the time you sit down and shut up and you're like, I just want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, tell me what's going on. When he's just like sunshine and rainbows, I'm like, I'm just doing whatever I want to do. Like, I'm not learning anything about him or like what's sparking the fire to his soul. So I love those. I don't feel like you should look back and be like, I regret those or anything you guys had.
Honestly, that's a really good point. After that, then, like, I would say nothing. Honestly, like, I feel like I try to, like, look back and be like, you know what, like, you really did do everything you can, and like, you were there. That's all that matters. Like, you were there.
Yeah,
you know. So
I love it. I love having you on.
Thank you for having me.
I love it. I kept saying, I was like, we're gonna one day
I'm having her on.
Perfect.
Yeah,
not even that, but I was like, one day I'm gonna, like, finally get to talk to you, like, because I kept seeing you in rooms and I was like, it's just so busy, and like,
it is very busy,
and it's just, it's uncomfortable sometimes. I'm like, again, I don't want to, like, go up to people and be like, hey, let's talk about something deep right now. I'm like, nice to see you, bye.
That's crazy you were there last night, though. Like, if you were like, hey, I'm going to see you tomorrow, I would have been like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was, same room? I was, like, going to, you were talking to somebody, though, and we were trying to leave. We had a dinner reservation, so I was like, I'll just see her tomorrow, but.
I know. Also, like, those events, like, small talk is so draining. So honestly, that's why, like, I'm in and out. It's better off, because, like, I'm already, like, small talking everybody and their mother in there, and I'm like.
Yeah. No, yeah. I honestly just wanted to do, like, a quick, like, face to the name. So it was like, hey, like,
right. See, that would have been nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Less creepy. seriously.
Well, you brought me to your crib. This is your New York crib. So.
I know. Come to my apartment, sit down, and tell me all your deepest, darkest secrets.
Really nice.
Let's go.
So, no.
Yeah,
thank
shout
you
out
again.
To Energy House.
Yeah, but, for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm excited. Let us know if you're ever in town in Minneapolis.
Oh, my God. Literally. Where? I know I have a friend there. I would have never
do
thought.
You really?
You.
Oh, I was like, yeah, no one ever knows about Minneapolis. Where can people find you? You're Caitlin Reagan on both socials, right? Instagram.
Yep. Caitlin _Reagan.
Okay. And TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else? Do you do no, you just do
just
those two?
My podcast that I'm bringing back.
You should.
Let's talk. Yeah, I know. I miss, honestly, like, this is making me miss it so much. Like, just having a conversation and chilling. Yeah. Like, there's so much to get from, like, people's conversations. So. Yeah.
Well, you can find her online. Let us know if you guys loved hearing about this. I do want to say, if you've lost somebody, obviously you know that, like, that hole is massive, but I know she hates this. I can't imagine losing a spouse. I can't imagine losing a partner. It's, you guys are in a whole journey. So give yourself grace.
Yes.
We're here with you.
Yes, we are. You're not alone.
And we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Thanks. Aww.